Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Just had a little bit of a stressful train trip. Becky was worried I wasn't going to make the train today because... The show today, rather, because I got on the wrong train. If you've been on my Twitter, you'll know about this already. I was at the Student Radio Awards conference this morning, have a little talk with the students. And then I was on my phone and got a little bit, you know, kind of... My mind wasn't where it should have been, and I got on a train to Liverpool. Then went past Alfreton, got off at Chesterfield. So I went the kind of scenic route from Nottingham to London, but I'm here, hooray! Thanks, students, if you were there earlier. Hope it was useful in some way. And hi to the posh drunk woman on the train who is really annoying me, doing my head in next to me. Just a posh noise. You know when people are drunk and really posh, you can't actually understand. It's just occasional words you can pick out, like,
I'm the white wine. Wine glass.
All the way from Chesterfield to London. So thanks to her. What a lush as well, eh? Drunk at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Tuesday. Radio 1 Podcast. Right, after Jean off of EastEnders whipped out her favourite dish, which she cooked for everybody, and invented a new catchphrase the other day.
Sausage surprise!
I see that Sharon Marshall off of The Soaps on This Morning has been at it as well, doing her own version. It's still not as good, though.
Sausage surprise!
Yeah.
Sausage surprise!
Not as good as Jean's.
Sausage surprise!
See? But thanks, Sharon, for getting on board with that. Hello!
Hello, Scott!
Hiya!
Hiya!
Who's this?
It's Jess and Jin.
Hello.
How can I help?
Well, we've been laughing at sausage surprise for like the last couple of days, and we just want to hear some more sausage surprise. We want to show you our best sausage surprise impression.
You want to show me your best sausage surprise?
Yes.
Sausage surprise.
Okay, go on.
Sausage surprise.
Sausage surprise.
Yeah, you're getting there.
Sausage surprise.
I like it. God, this show is weird. So that's actually been making you laugh for how many days?
About 5 days. We've been laughing at it for ages.
Okay, let me try this again.
Sausage surprise!
Oh, my God,
you gotta do it again.
Sausage surprise!
Yeah.
Sausage surprise!
This is how you fill your days.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, good. Where are you, please?
This is the Easter holidays. You just have to... Sausage surprise.
Good, really. Seriously, you're not making any sense. Is it raining there in Oxford?
Just a little.
Oh, God. Can we talk about this as well? I'm so bored of this now, seriously. Like, it's been raining for, like, ever.
We need some sunshine.
I know.
We need to get the barbecues out.
It's so boring now. I'm so bored of it. And then I was watching the weather last night, and and Scotland and Northern Ireland. Snow. It's nearly April.
Scott, we need to go on a cruise. We need to take you on a cruise.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? I've said I don't want to go on a cruise before.
No, you have to. It's the company you take with you.
It's the people you take.
But it's for, like, old, really old people.
No!
You've got to go on an 1830s cruise.
How old are you?
20.
And 19.
And you've been on a cruise?
You have, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, well, I'm going to take some convincing.
Okay, well, if we do another sausage surprise, will it convince you to go on a cruise?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Go on, then.
And call it sausage surprise.
Go on, then.
Okay, go on. 1, 2, 3. Sausage surprise!
Still not convinced. Okay, bye.
Radio 1 Podcast.
A couple of people are like, where's Becky on the show today? She's here, but she's just had that horrible blue screen of death thing where she's been doing loads of work for the show. And then when I was talking to those strange girls... It all went wrong, didn't it? Are you all right?
Yes.
You're going to be with us soon?
Yes.
Is the blue screen of death, is it retrievable, or have you lost all the work that you've just done?
Most of it.
Oh, brilliant. She just had a stressed face on, I didn't want to talk
smiling.
To you. Okay, you'll be back in the room with us soon, right?
Yeah.
Okay, bye. What are you doing, Mills? You just got invited on a free holiday with two girls and you didn't take it. It was a cruise, it's different.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Welcome back to the show.
Hello.
Becky, everybody. Wasn't here for a bit, but that was very important, that. I can't believe we wouldn't have been able to bring you. Oh, what's a curry at 5:20?
No.
So close. But it's all fine.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Do you know what has cheered me up?
Oh, this is your new favourite thing at the moment. Right, okay.
Are you going to have a go at me for watching it again?
Before you say what it is this funny, everybody, or is this just weird?
It's funny.
Okay.
I love it. It's on your blog at the moment, and it's basically a guy who sings what he sees to YouTube videos.
You might have seen this on YouTube already. Parry Grip, is that the name of the bloke?
Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if he's a band. He just sounds just like one man, so...
And he just sings what he sees.
Yeah.
So he'll put a YouTube video on and sing along to what's happening in the video.
I think they're videos that are already up there, or like YouTube classics.
Yes.
And then he just sings along.
If you want to find our blog, it's quite good actually, if you've not been on it before, go to my pages, Scott Mills' pages, at bbc.co.uk/radio1. You get there by clicking on my face, and then just scroll along a bit and you'll see blogs. We do like this guy actually. He just makes songs for YouTube videos. So,
I'm not saying it's the most intelligent thing ever.
No, really not, but then...
It is stupid, but it does make me laugh.
So here's the first one, and this is him watching and then singing about a video with a chimpanzee who is riding on a Segway, which is funny.
Chimpanzee riding on a Segway, chimpanzee riding on a Segway, chimpanzee riding on a Segway, bam, 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 bam. Chimpanzee riding on a Segway, chimpanzee riding.
How does everyone, has anyone have this much free time, seriously?
He doesn't do much more than this.
Yeah.
Here's the chorus again.
Just goes on like that, really.
I quite like them because they're quite easy to learn the lyrics.
Yeah.
And have you seen the next one? The
cat flushing
the toilet. Flushing
now,
this
toilet.
Is a YouTube classic.
Oh, I've seen this video before, yeah.
So, before he starts, guess what he's going to sing? It's a cat flushing a toilet. Guess what he's going to sing about?
There's a cat flushing the toilet?
Yeah.
He's a cat. Flushing the toilet, he's a cat. Meow. Flushing the toilet, he's a cat. Flushing the toilet, he's a cat. Flushing the toilet. He's a cat. Meow. Flushing the toilet.
So you're laughing.
It's quite funny, actually.
Maybe you need to have the video at the same time.
Yeah. Right, if you've got any more examples of these, please do send them in.
Yes, please do.
Send them to my email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, if you've seen any more.
BBC.
BBC.
Oh! It's coming up at 5:20. Oh, God, Becky, you're obsessed now.
What? Loads of people text in saying I had to watch Shopping Penguin.
See him walking down the street on his happy little feet. Shopping Penguin. Shopping Penguin.
Right.
First he eats a giant fish, then he drinks out of a bucket. Shopping Penguin.
What's happening on the video, please?
It's just a penguin going shopping. He's got a Pingu rucksack on his back.
No, he's never gonna stop. Shopping Penguin.
Okay, that's enough.
Shopping Penguin.
Thank you, turn it off.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
You love these so much. Oh, yeah, loads of people are texting about Shopping Penguin now. Thanks for those. We're aware of that one. Lots of people, though, as a result of this, now checking out our blog for the first time. So good work. Go to Radio 1 Online, go to the Mills pages, go to the blog.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
And now day two of Sally May on Oh, What's Occurring. Hello.
Hello, you.
You're right.
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good. How was it for you then yesterday? What happened after the show, after you were on?
Very nice. I had a little, Twitter message off somebody. But they hadn't directly sent it to me, but I found it when I was having a little bit of a Twittered. What is the past tense of Twittered?
Tweet.
It's not what I was going to say anyway, but...
Are you Googling yourself?
I don't know. No, not really.
We don't know.
You were searching for yourself on Twitter, though, weren't you?
Yeah, okay, maybe I was. That's the only way I would have been able to see it, isn't it, really?
I like it that you admit it.
Got any fans on Facebook?
I have. People were probably fed up with me, though, my friends, because I was, spamming that statusy thing. I was writing God knows what over and over again. I know. Yeah. But it was nice. I was getting over excited.
Now, what were you supposed to do last night, please?
I was supposed to be dedicating the evening to my little doggy.
Right, and who's your dog?
It's Russell.
Okay, is this a new dog, yeah?
Yeah, he's a new dog. He's named after Mr. Russell Brand.
So your dog beautiful. Is your dog is called Russell Brand?
Yeah, no. Do you know what his full name is, actually?
Go on.
His full name is Prince Russell of Ponderland II. It's his full name.
All right, good. But you just call him Russell Brand for short?
Yeah, but then it gets shorter, so I go to Russie, or like my dad calls him Russ, because that's a more manly name, apparently.
Mm.
Manly way of calling it.
So you didn't go to dog training?
No.
Why?
I was just a bit overexcited, and I don't know.
What, about being on What's Occurring?
Yeah.
So much so that you couldn't take Russell Brand to get trained last night?
No. Mm. He'll forgive me, though. He's a bit cheeky with other dogs. He's not... He barks a lot, and, yeah, he's a bit hard to hold on to. We need to break him out of that habit. He's a bit antisocial.
Well, if you'd gone to dog training, then maybe that you would have been one step closer
maybe.
To that.
Yeah. No, I will be to blame, probably. But does dance.
Does Russell follow any commands so far?
Yeah. He dances, he twirls on command, so if I go, like, twirl, he spins around, and he'll, like, kiss your hand, if you say kiss, and he'll walk next to you.
But he doesn't, like, sit, or...
Oh, no, yeah, I know.
He does, like,
sit,
normal
yeah,
dog commands as well, you didn't
yeah,
just
yeah,
teach him to
sit.
Twirl and kiss.
No,
okay,
he does sit, and he does down, and, yeah, he does all different sorts of things, so...
Including the twirl and kiss, which is impressive.
He does. I could try and combine them both. That'd be amazing.
Yeah. So anyway, you're doing rather well on What's Occurring, and people, once again, are texting and saying that they like you a lot.
Oh, it's so nice. It warms my heart.
You've never had this much love, have you, Sunny May?
I don't know. Probably not. That's probably why I'm so
well,
affected.
You tell me.
yeah.
All right, I'm going to play Timbaland and Carry Out, new music alert, and then we'll get into it on day two, all right?
Yeah, did you get my photo? Ooh. I sent you a photo of my thumb. I have sticking my thumb up to you on Twitter.
Right, your backwards weird thumb?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably didn't get it.
I don't think the BBC Firewall lets things like that through.
He gets a lot of pictures of thumbs on Twitter.
Yeah.
He takes a lot of pictures of his thumb himself, don't you, Scott?
You just have to be careful, and some things don't come through because of what they might be, so that could explain it.
Well, I posted it on Twitter anyway, just for you.
So can we actually have a picture of your face as well?
It is, my face is on it.
Your face and your backward thumb?
Yeah, Miss Sally May, that is my Twitter.
Okay,
I'm
cool.
Plugging myself.
Oh, yeah, you are. Oh my God, I'm on time. It's actually happening at 5:20.
Ow! What's occurring?
Sally May is 24. She's from Nuneaton, and she's got a dog called Russell Brand. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, ready to play the game then?
I am ready, I'm ready.
Day two, let's do it.
Ow! What's occurring?
Now, earlier on, I met some lovely students at the Student Radio Awards Conference. They're having like a few days where students who do student radio get together. They have like seminars and stuff with people from the industry. And I was in Nottingham earlier today and talking to lots of students, doing a kind of question and answer session.
You do quite a lot of these, don't you?
I quite enjoy them.
Do you remember when we did one together in Glasgow and we thought it was just going to be on the radio and then it turned out to be a whole question and answer session with a massive audience?
Yeah, like they had a Jeremy Kyle set.
Yeah.
Didn't realise it'd be a studio audience, just thought it would be on the radio.
What questions do you get asked? How did you get your job?
Yeah, how did you get into Radio 1? You know, things like that. Where did you start your career? Things like that. Now, at first, I noticed that people were quite reluctant to ask me a question. And then once one person puts their hand up...
Oh, there's always that,
yeah,
isn't there?
Then everyone, you know, feels that they can do it. But there's always, like, the first one. Is like, any questions? Anybody? Anybody, and it takes the one brave person to put their hand up first. Anyway, we took this idea and we went onto Stupid Street earlier and we asked people, if you could ask Scott Mills one question, what would it be? I will give you a point if you guess one of the answers that Stupid Street said. Sally May, be careful with your question.
Yeah, I know. What would I ask you?
Any question, one question to Scott Mills,
right,
that's me.
To Scott Mills, okay. What's your favourite song?
Actually, that is asked quite a lot, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. But was it on Stupid Street? We'll find out in a minute. Becky?
How old are you, really? How much fake tan
do you
really
use? No,
you've
got one question.
How much do you get paid?
How much do I get paid?
Oh, I noticed that you took that one rather than how old are you.
I don't even know how old I am.
Okay, yeah, how much do you get paid?
And Sally Mae, you're going with favourite song?
Yes, favourite song.
Okay. Let's find out.
Oh!
Okay, so here's us on Stupid Street saying, if you got one question for Scott Mills, what would it be?
If you could ask Scott Mills one question, what would it be?
Where did he get his trainers from? I don't know where he got his trainers from. Where he swagger? I'd ask him his cup size, I think. I think that's probably what I'd ask him.
I'd say, where did I get my trainers from?
Yeah.
What trainers?
Well.
And what swagger?
Oh, you look good.
Cup size?
You could ask Scott Mills any question, what would it be?
How hard and what did it really feel like to climb Kilimanjaro for sport relief?
Something rude like, what size waist is your trousers?
The weight of the toilet. I mean, I do know who he is, but I'm afraid I really have no interest.
Good. None of them were in there. Why is it rude to ask what your waist size is?
Well, go on. How big is your waist?
32. Sometimes a 30.
Did you knock off some then?
No, I did not.
How hard was it for you to climb Kilimanjaro?
That was a good one. Getting me confused there. No answers that you gave were in there. Sorry, everybody.
What's occurring?
Out of all the questions you could ask. Now, there is a few new DJs on Radio 1 at the moment. One of them is a bloke called Matt Edmondson. Now, he's on Sunday mornings doing The Lion at 10 a.m. It's very good. Check him out this Sunday. What he does, Matt, every week he tries to find pop stars from the past. So, Sally Mae, he tried to find Abs from 5.
I remember him.
Yeah?
I do remember him.
You do remember him?
Yeah.
Do you remember, how old are you, 24? Do you remember Cleopatra coming at you?
Coming at you, I do.
Yes.
Yeah, they had their own TV show not
yes.
long after.
Yes, they did.
They were wonderful. I tuned in quite regularly until I got distracted by Sister Sister.
Yeah.
Which was equally as good.
It was.
Sort of the same thing, but only two of them.
Here it is.
That's the one, yeah.
They were going to be the next best thing, but no one actually realised they weren't very good, did they?
I thought they were okay.
Did they only have this song, though? I don't remember any others.
They had a slow one.
Did they?
I can't remember what it was. It was like about it. Well, it was a slow, fairly slow one. It was on one of the Now albums.
Too much Cleopatra knowledge.
Coming at ya.
Yeah.
So we have to listen to the whole of the song?
Anyway, so Matt Edmondson on Sunday, just gone, he was trying to find Cleopatra, coming at ya, trying to track them down and see what they're up to these days. My question to you, people, how many times did Matt on his show mention Cleopatra? Let's start with Becky.
10.
10 Cleopatras in Matt's show last Sunday.
Yeah.
Sally Mae's thinking about it.
I was going to say 10, you say. Oh, God. I'm going to say 12.
12?
Yeah, go on.
Let's find out.
Oh!
Here's Matt Edmondson, one of our new DJs on Radio 1. Trying to find Cleopatra.
Cleopatra were all members of the Higgins family. We would like you to get in touch today if you have had an encounter with Cleopatra. I saw Cleopatra perform in September in my student union. Obviously, you guys are missing Cleopatra as much as I. We're only human, all right? We're all going to feel that loss. No excuse not to get in touch today if you've seen Cleopatra. We saw Cleopatra perform in a club in Birmingham last year. They were great. Their first hit, the Cleopatra theme, where they found the one thing that rhymed with Cleopatra. 12 hours of listening to just the same Cleopatra over and over again. There's Cleopatra. I know who they are. I'm going to listen to them. Whatever they say is gospel. So the search for Cleopatra continues. I'm a bit of a fan of Cleopatra. And one of the Cleopatra girls sang at my mate's birthday party in Flixton, Manchester. Hello, tell me about your experience with Cleopatra. What happened to Cleopatra? Cleopatra. Possibly the greatest girl band of all time. Cleopatra. Cleopatra coming at you. Cleopatra coming at you. Cleopatra coming at you. Cleopatra coming at you. That's Cleopatra with a Cleopatra theme. Still a tune, I think.
Wow. <That's> quite...
He loves it.
He does love it.
I didn't realise how much he loved it.
Yeah.
Oh, that was amazing, that last bit. It was so funny.
Don't know. Oh, yeah. I found what the other song is, by the way.
What is it?
Life ain't easy.
Yeah, that's it.
Remember?
Gonna change, gonna make it something.
Say it, yeah.
Gonna, yeah.
There was 23 Cleopatras in Matt Edmondson's show last Sunday on Radio Yay. 1, which means Sally May gets the point.
Got a point. Oh, what's a kitty?
Right, next one. We haven't done this for a while, but what we do is we take some clips of a famous person... And we put them into Windows Media Player, and there's kind of a slow play option.
Right.
So, remember, we had Alan Carr on last week. Slowed down a bit, Alan sounds like this.
Have a baby, buy me, baby, be a millionaire.
Sounds like he does a couple of...
That was the best thing, that was.
A couple of drinks, maybe. Here's another one.
Oh, I want to set the record straight. I want to talk about everything. I went, here we go. Yeah. Woo!
Yeah. So, sounds like Alan's a little bit tipsy. We called 3 Radio 1 DJs today. All I need to know is who would stay on the phone the longest. So, first of all, with my drunk Alan Carr clips, I called... The new boy on Sunday night, Tom Deacon. Okay? Have you heard Tom yet, Sunny May?
I haven't, no.
Get it on Sunday night at 7 o'clock after the official chart, please. Thank you.
Indeed.
All right. So I called Tom Deacon first, that's A. Then I called Westwood, B.
Westwood.
Westwood. And then I called Dev off of Early Mornings. He's on before Moyles, C. So, who's stayed on the phone the longest talking to drunk Alan Carr? Was it A? Tom Deacon, B, Westwood, or C, Dev? What are you saying, Sunny May?
I'm going to go with Deacon.
You're saying Deacon?
Oh, yeah, I was going to say Tom.
He'd want to be like, he'd want to...
Be keen?
Yeah, he would, exactly.
Yeah, I was going to say that, yeah. Oh, Westwood.
Westwood. Okay.
I've been stuck on the phone to him a number of times.
Let's find out. So I've slowed down Alan Carr, and here he is calling various Radio 1 DJs, starting with new boy Tom Deacon.
Hello?
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
It's hello. Alan here.
Who is it?
Alan Carr.
Oh, no. That was awful.
Who answers their phone like that?
Hello.
Did you hear him? Hello?
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 Only Tom does.
Love him.
Only 20 seconds for that one.
Oh,
next.
Dear.
Next, it's Westwood. Becky's answer.
Hello?
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 It's Alan here. Alan Carr.
Alan, you sound great, man.
We had 4 bottles of rosé. I still don't know how I got home.
How did you manage to do that?
Cappuccino on rye. Do it.
Yeah, man.
But the thing is, I got a lot of stick about that.
I know.
Womanizer.
Are you back on the rosé?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, to you too, Alan. Well, Alan, I'm sorry, I've got Justin Lee Collins on the other line, and I prefer him.
No comment.
All right, be like that.
Is your hairy face looking down on me?
I know you like that, Alan. You like your sideburns, right up close and personal.
It did look like a pile.
I better go.
People used to call it hemorrhoids.
I know, it's a problem, man. You've just got to get them sorted. I don't like putting out there about my old hemorrhoids. I know, those hemorrhoids,
so
man.
Funny.
I can hardly sit down sometimes when I'm at work. That's why I have to stand.
Oh, I know.
I know, it really is a pain in the butt.
But all right.
All right, baby. Take care. Thanks for calling. Any time, man. Come through again.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Check your cat flap.
Do what now?
I know. That was quite good.
That was very good.
1 minute 49 with Westwood. So now we've got Dev off of Early Breakfast. Is he longer than Deacon or Westwood for staying on the phone to Drunk Alan Carr?
No.
Let's find out. Let's find out.
Hello?
Hello? It's Alan here. Alan Carr. Hello? That is so funny.
And 6 minutes later, let's fast forward to 6 minutes later in the call.
Oh, I know.
Still going.
Is he asleep, do you think?
I don't know.
I'd talk about like Keish or something if you wanted to. Woman has a woman has a woman has a woman has a woman has a. That is so funny.
That's so stupid. Oh, God. Oh, man. Bye.
No comment. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
Hello.
No, I really, really do have to go now. I'm going, seriously.
Alright.
Okay, alright, well, we'll see you. Bye. You did that, girl? Right, no, we're doing that, for real. This time properly, we're doing that, ready?
Yeah!
One, two, three, go! Come on! Okay, last time. No foolies, okay?
Oh, yeah!
Alright, one, two, three, go! Tricky. Alright, I'm glad now, for real. Alright, bye!
Wow.
Did he just have a you hang up, no you hang up?
Yes.
A situation with a pre-recorded
drunk Alan Carr, yeah.
Amazing.
Wow.
Did he really stay on for the 6 minutes in between just laughing at him?
Thing is, I've done that show. You get up at 3 a.m, you'll talk to anyone on the phone just because someone rings.
He wasn't even saying anything, he was just laughing.
Doesn't matter, Becky, I would have been glad of a call like that back in the day.
Do you think he'll remember it tomorrow?
I don't know. Right, so, let me work that out. Well, neither of you said Dev, did you?
After all that.
He was on for, like, over 6 minutes. So, Sally Mae, you've got just the 1 point, which gets you through to tomorrow on Oh, What's Occurring. Yay!
Brilliant! Oh,
bask in the glory! What have you got planned for tonight, or are you just too excited?
I am going to a pop quiz to celebrate my good friend Kwa's birthday.
Amazing. All right, well, let us know how it goes tomorrow. Don't get too excited and not go.
I will do it. I won't.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Oh, what's occurring?
Slightly tipsy Alan Carr was very popular today. I know what's occurring. And bless Westwood, always looking out for animal safety.
Yeah, man, check your cat flap.
Some people actually want that as a download for their phone.
Yeah, man, check your cat flap.
Why would you want that? I'll see what I can do. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Well, I just want to put this out there. Something I've noticed over the last, I would say, month or so. Me and Becky have already discussed this. Is there something that I don't know about here to do with profile pictures on Facebook and Twitter? Right? Because the trend seems to be, at the moment, if you're a bloke, a lot of my male friends are on Facebook and on Twitter. If you're a bloke, your profile picture seems to have to be you with your best suit on, and you've taken the picture yourself on your camera phone. Has anyone else noticed this? Like my mate Robbie, who until yesterday had like a normal picture of himself just smiling in a club or something. Now it's a picture that he has taken of himself. You can tell because you can, you know, you can see where he's held the phone out. And he's pouting a bit and just doing that slightly kind of concentrating too hard / quizzical look on his face because he's taking his own picture. But he's got his best suit on. Now, my Twitter profile pic, okay, admittedly it is with Gerard Butler when he came in, but I am just wearing a shirt. I didn't pose for it. That was just the picture that me and Gerard had taken when he came in. Should I have put more thought into mine? Should I have actually dressed up for it and done my own kind of photo shoot? Because people, a lot of people, even people in this building, mentioning
Internet
no names.
Sam. Oh.
And Neil. They.
And Andy May off of Sport.
Yeah, they've got a suit on. And they've taken the picture themselves.
The thing is, what I don't get is if you're going to dress up for your profile picture and put your best suit on, A, Internet Sam, don't take it when you're in the toilet. And B,
how do you know?
Because I think he was taking it like in the mirror, and you know, but he takes it himself. Why don't, if you've gone to all the effort of putting your best suit on, just grab somebody and get them to take the picture for you so you don't have that kind of strange, am I all in the photo or not kind of look on your
face. Why are you taking the picture yourself? I'd think it's strange. If anyone can, like, tell me what this is all about and if I'm missing out on something here, could you, like, text me on 81119 because I'm thinking that I need to get a suit on tonight.
I think it's good that they're dressing up for social networking.
Yeah, because blokes look good, generally, in a suit. All blokes look good in a suit, right? It makes you look more smart. Smarter, even. But, you know, do I go home tonight and change my profile pic to me in a suit? Because that seems to be what's happening at the moment. Hello?
Hello, how you doing?
Hello, I'm good. Who's this?
It's Josh.
Josh, where are you from?
From Sussex.
What are you doing tonight?
I'm ill, so I'm staying in my room revising.
Oh, rubbish. Yeah, how ill, though? How ill?
Not so ill. Not too bad, but not well enough to go out.
Just want some sympathy, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Oh, poor Josh with his illness. Well, that's enough. How can I help?
Basically, no, it's just the to do with the suit photo. Yeah. I think it's to do with the How I Met Your Mother. I think the latest episode, basically, one of the characters, Barney, every time he takes a photo, he's in the same pose in a suit. So I think it's to do with that.
Do you think, though? Because it's been happening for, like, a few weeks in my life where I've noticed that everyone is suiting up and taking their own picture as their profile pic.
Yeah, well, it seems to be a bit of a trend at the moment.
So, it really does. Have you noticed it as well?
Yeah, no, I've seen a few of my friends in it as well.
So. On Facebook?
Yeah, absolutely.
What about you? Are you suited on yours?
I was suited at the weekend, but I wasn't taking any poses of myself, so.
All right, so you haven't taken a picture of yourself in a suit and put it on the social network?
Yeah, I'm not too much of a poser, so.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, get well soon.
Cheers, thanks a lot, Scott.
Okay, bye-bye. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's this, please?
This is Sian in Sheffield.
Hi, Sian, what's going on?
I just saw a text to say, when I was out in America visiting a friend this summer, you can actually pay about $100 to go for a photo shoot to get your Facebook picture taken.
Shut up.
Yeah,
really?
No way.
What, so
along with kind of the college pictures, you can go and get your Facebook kind of surf picture done for that on Twitter.
Specifically for your Facebook or Twitter?
Yeah, they sell them as your social networking profile pictures.
Someone's making a lot of cash there for no particular reason. Wow. So, did you do it?
No, not quite.
What do you have to do then? Is it just, like, they make you dress up and then you've got, like, a proper, you know, professional photo shoot?
Like those soft focus ones. Do you remember ages ago we had loads of people sending the pictures if they've had, like, a professional photo shoot when it goes, like, you get really massive hair and, like, really soft focus and loads of over-the-top makeup.
I like it.
Probably something
Airbrush out any blemishes, change your eye colour.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
All that. Sam's been on saying, Scott, it's the whole I'm trying hard to look good, but also trying hard not to look like I'm trying hard thing. You're dead right, Sam, it really is. I think coy is the word, isn't it? When they're pouting, they're like, do you know what I mean?
Mm. Are you going to go for it then?
Yeah, tonight I'm going to get one of my suits on, and I'm just going to strike a pose.
Yeah?
That'll be on Twitter tomorrow. Well, everyone else is doing it. Ollie's been on from Essex going, oh my God, I'm so out of touch. I'm so last year. My Facebook picture is still the usual one with a bunch of mates slightly drunk in a club or festival. Oh God, you're so 2000 and late.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.